poll, plurality either enthusiastic or satisfied with next 4 years of Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on January 18, 2025. A plurality is either enthusiastic or satisfied with President-elect Donald Trump leading the country over the next 4 years, according to the latest weekly survey from The Economist/YouGov. The survey asked respondents, how do you feel about the next 4 years with Donald Trump as president? Overall, 47% are either enthusiastic or satisfied. Of those, 31% said they are enthusiastic, and 16% are satisfied. Another 31% said they are actively upset, and 13% are dissatisfied but not upset. Another 9% remain unsure. Predictably, most Democrats, 60%, are upset, compared to 31% of independents and 3% of Republicans who feel the same. 1 in 5 independents said they are enthusiastic, as did 71% of Republicans. Only 2% of Democrats feel the same way. The survey was taken January 12 to 14, 2025, among 1,558 U.S. citizens. It has a +3.6% margin of error. The survey comes as the Democrat Party remains in disarray after its loss to Trump. A loss that occurred even after they subverted the will of their voters and coronated Vice President Kamala Harris to run against Trump instead of President Joe Biden. To their surprise, Trump not only won the election but secured every single swing state, as well as the popular vote. Related, Trump, MAGA saving, not threatening democracy. Biden, 82, still believes that he would have defeated Trump had he remained the Democrat nominee. Do you believe you could have won in November? USA Today's Susan Page asked Biden in a January interview. It's presumptuous to say that, but I think yes, he said, referencing polling. However, Biden was not so confident that he would have the vigor to serve 4 more years. Do you think he would have had the vigor to serve another 4 years in office? She asked. I don't know. That's why I thought when I first announced, talking to Barack about it. I said I thought I was the person, he said, adding. I had no intention of running after Bo died, for real, not a joke. And then when Trump was running again for re-election, I really thought I had the best chance of beating him. But I also wasn't looking to be president when I was 85 years old, 86 years old. And so I did talk about passing the baton. But I don't know. Who the hell knows? So far, so good. But who knows what I'm going to be when I'm 86 years old? Trump's inauguration is less than a week away. So far, the president-elect's inaugural committee has raised over $170 million, according to reports. As Breitbart News reported, Trump's political accounts could reportedly be brimming by the summer of 2025 with as much as $500 million.